This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. I'm joined in the studio by Chevelle Pounder. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, a lot of our listeners will know you because you've got two big book series, basically, under your belt. You've got Bad Mermaids and you've got Witch Wars.
Yes. Yep.
Now, you've just written a brand new crossover book. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. So it's called Bad Mermaids Meet the Witches. And we wanted to do a crossover for quite a while. My editor and I would always talk about it. And there's references in Bad Mermaids to the witches and in Witch Wars to the mermaids. So one of the most common questions that I'm asked by kids is, will they ever meet? And we always wanted to do it. And there wasn't quite, it was finding the right time to do it. And then when the World Book Day book came up, and they said we could either do a Witch Wars or a Bad Mermaids book, and we thought, oh, well, can we do both? And this would be the chance. And it's really nice as well because it's for World Book Day. So it's nice to do something a little bit special for that as well. So I'm, really excited for people to read it.
A lot of our listeners will know that World Book Day books are a bit smaller than regular books. Was it hard to kind of pack in a whole story into such a short book?
It was a little bit. Although one of the... So it focuses very much... Tiga ends up through a bunch of magical mishaps in the Hidden Lagoon, which is where the mermaids live in the Bad Mermaids series. And there's a TV show that's... talked about in the first book of the Bad Mermaids series that some of your listeners might know, which is called Catwalk Prawn, which is basically this competition where you create tiny outfits for prawns. And that was actually the first thing that I wrote when I was developing the Bad Mermaids series. So I had a whole infrastructure of what that competition was like and all the different characters. There's sort of Rara Crispy, who's the presenter, and she has these big sort of goldfish bowl shoulder top and Figgy Bag, who's one of the sort of judges, and Wigbert Krill, who invented the octopus moustache. So there's very so I had it all there. So it was actually it wasn't too difficult condensing it down because it was almost like the first story I wrote in that series in a way.
Oh right, that's interesting. Yeah. Oh, that's nice to have.
But then
a
I fleshed it out. Yeah.
Because I mean, the story is so fun, and when they've got all of the little challenges they have to do, it's so fun. Did you get like readers coming up to you and giving you ideas for what they'd like for the crossover? Have they ever mentioned you like?
Yeah, they were always really keen for Steve, who's the talking seahorse in Bad Mermaids, and Fran, who's the fairy in Witch Wars, to meet, and also Tiga, who's the main character in Witch Wars, and Beatty, who's the main character in Bad Mermaids, for them to meet. So they would often sort of send me scenes of what would happen when they meet and things.
Amazing.
So they were so helpful to look at.
Do you have a favourite between Tiga and Beatty? Do you?
Oh, they're both so different. I think I like them both. It's Tiga was sort of created first, but then Beatty's just so lovely. I couldn't choose, I don't think.
I guess it must be quite tricky because do you have to be in the mood to write for one of them and then the mood to write for another, or do you just like see what happens?
It's more dictated by boring things like book schedules you have to write one or the other. But I have to get into the mindset of the underwater world because I'll sometimes make mistakes. I'll write things like so-and-so stomped out of the room, and it's like, I don't think you can do that with a tail very easily. You kind of have to get in the frame of mind to write the either underwater or on land.
Speaking of the underwater world, I heard that you might have it made into a film soon.
Sony Animation optioned it, which is really exciting. So I think it would be incredible as a film, so fingers crossed that would be great.
That is so exciting. Will you get like a way, would you be able to say what you do and don't want in it? Can you be like, no, this is what they look like?
we've had a few meetings and things. I think generally I think film adaptations work best if the author isn't so involved, because I think it's, I've never written a film, so I wouldn't want the first film that I ever wrote to be something that was a big thing based on the series. We discuss things and everyone who's working on it at the moment is incredible, so I completely trust them to do something amazing with it.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's so exciting. So you may know this, with every author, I do a little quick fire round of questions.
Oh, yes.
Is it okay to do that with you right now?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Cool. Okay, so first one, books or Kindles?
Oh, books.
Every author says that, surprisingly. Heroes or villains?
Oh, villains.
Ooh. Writing articles or writing books?
Writing books.
Sure. This even kind of answered this one. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Oh, film adaptation.
Good. Excellent. Witches or mermaids?
Oh, I can't. Can we do a mashup of like merwitches?
Yeah, we'll take it. Writing or reading?
Writing.
Hogwarts or Narnia?
Ooh, Hogwarts.
Hogwarts. The Little Mermaid or The Worst Witch?
Oh, The Worst Witch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Laptop or write by hand?
Oh, laptop.
Roald Dahl or Jacqueline Wilson?
Jacqueline Wilson.
Bookshop visit or school tour?
School tour, oh, I think.
I was going to say, I can tell that was quite tricky.
Yeah, both probably. You normally do a bookshop tour and a school tour and a bookshop visit, because the bookshops organise the school tour, so it's hard to separate.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But yeah, both if possible.
Okay, good behind the scenes knowledge there, I like that. Do you write 9 to 5 or do you write whenever you fancy?
I try to do 9 to 5. Yeah, or... usually goes later, yeah.
And finally, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Oh, salt and vinegar.
Yes, that's the correct answer. The only one I will judge you on. That was perfect. So we should say the book is out right now for World Book Day.
Yes, Bad Mermaids Meet the Witches. Yeah,
everybody needs to go and buy it. I think it's only £1, is that right?
Yes, it's £1 or free, I think, if you have the national token things, yeah, sure. I think they get them at school.
So, if you're looking for a book and you haven't got much pocket money, definitely check this out. And also, if you're a fan of Bad Mermaids and Witch Wars, it's perfect.
Yes.
My goodness. Sherelle, thank you so much for popping by, Fun Kids.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Ace, thank you. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station, Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.